Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade, it's Matty Gould, an ARIA Award-winning and genre-defying artist, Illy. He has released a brand new one, Loose Ends, teaming up with another Australian favourite, G-Flip. We're going to catch up with him right now and find out all about it. Illy, thanks for coming on.
Hey, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going fine, mate. How about yourself? Checking in first, how everything's going with your own personal stuff with COVID. You coping with it okay?
Yeah, all right, man. We're just about halfway in lockdown in Melbourne, so I'm looking out my window and my balcony in my apartment now. It looks like a nice day for a 60-minute walk. Making the most of it, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. And you would be making the most of it, being pretty creative throughout this time. You're doing a fair bit of writing in that?
Yeah, I have been doing a bit, man. Like, when this second lockdown started, I was pretty sure that there was going to be no motivation. But I've been sort of staying active and sort of eating healthy, and I think that's probably helped.
And with writing your brand new one, teaming up with G-Flip for Loose Ends, how did it come about? Because when we chatted last time, we were talking about Then What, and you were like sitting on your hotel bed and you did some clapping, and you're like, that's a freaking sick beat, I'm going to chuck that into a song.
Right.
What about this one, hey?
Yeah, so this one I wrote pretty much to the week this time last year in Darwin on a writing trip with a friend of mine, and I had the song for about 6 months. I knew it was going to be a single. I loved the song from the first session. Yeah. I wrote it.
Cool.
And yeah, about 6 months in, the start of this year, came time to find a singer for it.
Yeah.
And G-Flip, she's from my area where I grew up, got mutual friends. She's obviously an amazing talent.
Yeah, wicked.
And I sent it to her and she loved it, and she recorded her vocals to my hook. And yeah, man, it came together really, really easy. And it was like just before everything happened with COVID. So she was over in Europe, I was in Japan, and like it was all done sort of remotely. And that just seems like a different world now, you know? It's crazy how it happened.
A lot of people are doing things so remotely now too. Like, I've got some friends that are doing writing sessions with people in Sweden still. They're still doing their Nashville stuff. It's all by like 3 to 5 hours work of Zoom calls now, just from your home.
Yeah, it's so crazy, man, because in the last few years I've spent sort of all over the place working in America and Europe and blah, blah, blah. And the idea of just sitting in my apartment and doing those sessions with those kind of people seems, I haven't done any of it because it just, I guess it's just how my brain works.
Yeah,
I really
struggle.
I have to kind of be in the room with the person.
Yep.
People are finding ways to make it work. You can't replace being in the room and the chemistry and just like catching a vibe and all moving in one direction creatively. Mm. It's like, it's hard to replicate that on a Zoom call, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
As wanky as that sounds.
No, but it's true though. We can all understand that. And of course, a creative process is different for everybody else. There's going to be some people out there who are going to absolutely thrive in this period, and there's going to be some people that are just cruising along.
Yeah, that's it, man. Mm. And like, I mean, I'm probably more on the cruising side because I live for live shows, man. That's my like, that's what I love the most. Mm. So I'm kind of like, you know, I'm done on the creative. My album's finished. I just want to go hibernate for 6 months and then I can go out and tour, play a 200 date tour and just like never get off the road. And I'm dying for that, dude.
Well, you probably thought that was kind of what 2020 might have had in store apart from the new music, because you kicked in the new year, the new decade with the Falls Festival down in my home state of Tassie, and then you were in straight into getting bushfire relief and working with people like Queen and the Hilltops and Alice Cooper. Like, what a freaking start to the year. Yeah. Then boom. Then all this happens, but you've still got music to bring out, which is awesome.
Yeah, man. Well, the album was basically done at the start of March, and then it was meant to come out in May. We were meant to be touring in June. Obviously, the tour went pushed back from June to September to now December, and you know, it's looking like it's going to be into next year.
Sure.
You're just kind of treading water, and it did start out so promising. Mm. Like, all this stuff happened. I was in Japan playing a show at like March 4th, and like, dude, the flight over, no one was worried at all.
No.
And then the flight back, literally a week later, the flight back, stopping in Singapore Airport, and it's like, yo, they're like, there was huge COVID checks set up. And I'm like, this isn't just the thing that's somewhere else. This is going to be everywhere. And then like a week after that, the borders were shut, dude. It's like, crazy.
Yeah, you might have been a bit lucky to actually have gotten back, hey?
100%. Yeah. Man. Everyone that was at that show that was from Australia has just been like, I can't believe we managed to get that show off. It makes me sad talking about it, dude.
I know, but look at all the things you got to look forward to. And the more time till the tour comes up, the more time you've got people to get amongst the music. And they're are really getting amongst your brand new stuff too. I mean, Last Laugh, we followed that one up with Loose Ends, but then what? Like, that's gone absolutely massive with Platinum, Lean On Me with Robinson from across there in New Zealand. Like, that's gone gold. So it is a really great time for Illy Music.
Yeah, man, it's been fun, man. And like, I love the album. I love the songs that I've written. I love what I'm writing at the moment, which might not see the light of day for a while. Yep. But yeah, man, everything's rolling along. So it's good.
Cool, man. Well, we're absolutely loving Roll Along with your brand new one, particularly Loose Ends.
Hell yeah, bro.
Looking forward to seeing how it all pushes out and what we can come up with throughout the rest of this year and into next year. So, Illy, really appreciate your time, brother. I love having a chat to you, and we're loving Loose Ends.
Yeah, thanks heaps for the support, bro. Appreciate it. Yo, what's going on? This is Illy, and you're listening to Oz Mate.